team mission days. Shimon HaTzadikei Meshavei Knesset HaGedola Hu Haya Omer Shloshet Dvarim Ha'olam Omed Al HaTorah Ve'al HaAvod Ve'al Gvetz Chasadu. What does it mean al shlosh adram ha'olam omed v'ni yonah teiches v'tzan aloma shavishvil adram elu nifra ha'olam? These are the tachlios of the world. The Rambam writes that with Torah avoding mitzvot chasadim, tihiya hasmodas tikkun ha'olam v'sidur mitziusa al haderach hashalem. So olam omed, according to Rambam, means that it's what sustains the world. That what sustains the world in Al Hadar HaShalem is Torah Avodim Mitzvot Chasadim. The Meduba is not that Shimon HaTzadik is identifying what the goals of the Bria are, but rather what sustains the Bria. With these, Tia Hasmadis Tikkun Ha'olam V'Sidur Mitziyus Al Hadar HaShalem. The Rambam's understanding of this Mishnah seems very, very mechudishdik. So the Rambam, going to the beginning of the Rambam's comment on this Mishnah, Yom HaShem B'Chochma V'Hi HaTorah. U'B'Mailas HaMidos V'Hem G'Milas Chasodim U'B'Shmiras Mitzvos HaTorah Hem HaKovonos. Than what we read before. Tia hasmadas tikkun ha'olam v'sidur mitziyus al haderach hashalem. So avoda for Rambam is representative. It's not something special about avodas kavanos, but it's something representative of shmiras ha'mitzvos in general. And gvilas chasadim is representative of tikkun ha'midos. What does it mean? So how does that pshat conform? How does it emerge from the words? So the chara as follows. You take a look. The Rambam has at the end of Hukos Me'ilah, the last halacha of Hukos Me'ilah, Parak Ches Halacha Ches. We want this towards the end of the halacha, but we'll begin from the beginning of the halacha. So in Ches Halacha Ches. Roi la'odom v'hizbonen b'mishpatei ha'torah ha'kdosha v'leida sof inyanim k'fi kolcha. A person should reflect upon mitzvot ha'torah to understand the goal of mitzvahs to the best of his ability. V'davar shel yimtza lo tam v'lo yeda lo ila. When he comes up empty, when he's unable to uncover a reason, a cause, al yehi kal v'einav. He shouldn't chas v'sholem that the mitzvah should not, as a result, be something that he relates to lightly, Rachman Litzlan, Val Yaros Lalus al Hashem, Pen Yifodvo. And he shouldn't recklessly judge, as it were, the mitzvah. And the way he thinks about an inscrutable mitzvah should not be the way he thinks about mundane matters. If you read an op-ed, and it doesn't make any sense, so the taka doesn't make any sense. So it could be that what the guy said is nonsense, and the taka doesn't make any sense. There's no, that's a fair conclusion. You read it. Doesn't make any sense. So, Rachman Lutfanda, that a person should react that way to Divrei Torah because they don't make sense to him. Right, he points to something. He says it's Kodesh Lashem because HaKodesh Baruch, whose name is associated with it, it's invested with Kedusha, and as a result, B'chol Anoig Ben Minag Chol Mo'al B'Hashem. And therefore, if someone again doesn't treat it as Hekdesh, but he treats it sacrilegiously by using it for his own benefit, so Mo'al B'Hashem, but Filo Hayashogeg Tzorch Kapara. Kal v'chomer the mitzvos shechokak lanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu legislated for us, shelo yivayit odom bahen, v'nei shelo yeda taiman, v'lo yechap edvar m'shalochein al Hashem, and he shouldn't attribute things to HaKadosh Baruch Hu which are not true, v'lo yachshav bahen, machshavto b'divei hachol. So the Torah says about chukim mishpatim, there needs to be both asiya and shmira. V'amul chachamim liten shmira v'asiya v'chukim kemishpatim. V'ha asiya yidua v'hi sheyasa hachukim to comply, to fulfill. V'ha shmira sheyizahe bahen. So shmira is attitude. Then a person should have an attitude of reverence. My father used to say of esteem for the chukim. V'hamishpatim hina mitzvah shetayim in goloi, v'tovas asiyosim ba'olam hazeh yidua. The reason is obvious to us, and we see the benefit. But because we don't understand them, the yitzur shel adam nokfal bahen, ve'umos ha'olam meshivna lehen, k'gon issur b'sar chazir. Examples of the Gemara and Yuma gives. The Kamoha Yadavar Amalek Mitzta'im in Haminim Vahagoyim Shohu Meshivan Alachukim. The Chol's man Shohu wrote for Noso Betruvas Hashaka Shaokh and the Fikotze Das Adam, Hoya Mosif Dov Kabator Shanama Toflo Elai Shaker Zaydim. Ani b'chol lev etzo pigudecha. V'nem asham bo'inyan kol mitzvosecha emuna. Sheke v'dafuni ozreini. V'chol ha'kobanos, here comes the line which shed light in our Mishnah. V'chol ha'kobanos kula michlal ha'chukim hein. Lefichach amu chachamim sha'af al avodas hakorbanos ha'olam amir. Nachamal, let's reread that line. V'chol hakorbanos kula mechal hachukim hem. Lefichach amu chachamim sha'af al avodas hakorbanos ha'olam amir. So A, the Rambam is of the opinion that it's not only Sar HaMishtalayach which is a chok, but all of korbanos are a chukim. And when the Mishnah, when our Mishnah says that al haTorah al haAvoda gmilas chasadim, it means that again to sustain the world, that we should. Should be and become the type of people that we should. So shmiras ha-mitzvahs, even and maybe especially even the chukim are absolutely indispensable for that, and that's what it means. Again, ha'olam omed here too. That to sustain the world, again, you need that meticulous observance of mitzvahs. So avoda is representative of that, because the point is, even the chukim, not only, I would have thought maybe the mishpatim, shetosha, atovas, asiyosan, ba'olam hazeh yedua, that's necessary for olam omer. So kamashvala, no, that's not only the mishpatim that are necessary for ha'olam omed, but the chukim are necessary for ha'olam omed also. And that's what avoda represents.
I just moved around in the Torah that speaks about the reason for karbanos. Because what the words are, it seems like the same, whatever you're saying here, it's all chukim.
But the Rambam says that the chukim have reasons, it's just that the reasons are not intuitive. So what the Rambam in the Mara, the Rambam suggests, what he thinks are the Tamei mitzvahs for the Kabbalah. But everything which is a chok has a reason, and the reason is never intuitive, and is never, therefore, immediately apparent. But the Rambam gives reasons for just about everything. The Rambam thinks that the distinction between Mishpatim and Chukim is not that Mishpatim have reasons and Chukim don't have reasons, but Mishpatim, the reasons are obvious to us and intuitive. Mashen Kain Chukim, certainly at first glance, are unknown to us, and again, maybe at second and third glance also. לפיכך אמרו חכמים שאף על עבודת הקורבנות של אולם עומד, שבעשייה החוקים והמשפטים זוכן הישר מחי העולם הבא. So is that a different pshat in Ha'olam Omed than what the Rambam says here in the Perush Mishnayos? Perush Mishnayos, Ha'olam Omed is not referencing Olam Haba, right? It's Tia Hasmadas Tikun Ha'olam V'Sidur Mitziusa Al Hadar HaShalem. It's to sustain the world, the society, that people should, that we should live the way we're supposed to. It's not referencing Olam Haba, but it's clear that the Rambam says no, but Gufa, that's what leads to Chai Olam Haba, right? When we live the way we're supposed to in Olam Haza, so that Gufa is the schus, is the bridge to Olam Haba. So he's the two points he's making are two sides of a coin, or two ends of the bridge. So, Korbanos is chosen. Shimon HaTzadik chooses Korbanos to illustrate Kiyum HaMitzvahs because A, he wants to emphasize the indispensability not only of Mishpatim but of Chukim, and B, L'chora, there is presumably an intimation that even within the category of chukim, so korbanos are especially representative. But what about, why is it, or how do we understand the fact that for the Rambam also, when Shimon HaTzadik says gvilas chasodim, he means b'maylas amidos, he means in general tikkun amidos. He doesn't mean only kindness. Again, he means kindness the same way avoda represents most broadly shmiras hamitzvahs, and specifically within shmiras hamitzvahs the chukim. So too gemilas chasadim is representative of midos. So how do we understand that, I will say? So you talk in as follows. The Rambam explains in Parshas Kisisa when Moshe Rabbeinu asks, "Hodienin az drachacha," and the Kodesh Baruch Hu responds, "Vayavu Hashem upon it vayikra Hashem Hashem kavach machanam." And teaches them the Yud Yom Midas Arachna. So the Rambam says that isn't the full comprehensive answer to Hodiyonin Az Drachecha. There are more Darke Hashem than are encapsulated in Rachum Mechanan El Chapayim Berat Chesed. But he said those are the midos which are most necessary, which are central for Moshe Rabbeinu in his capacity as the manhig of Klal Yisrael. When Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Hodeinu as drachechu ve'ei ki amucha hagoy hazeh," something to that effect. Meaning Moshe Rabbeinu says, I need to know your derochid, your midos, so that I can emulate them in the responsibility of leadership that you've thrust upon me. So the Rambam says, so when HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, at least the part of the answer that's recorded in the Chumash, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu prioritized those midos, those drachim, which are most necessary for a manhig hamedina. That it's correct to extrapolate, to extend from there, and to say that that to a large extent that's also true of every yachid in his own dalramos. Beikar, the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, again, focus on the Ben Adam L'Chaveru, And the Tzedakah Chesed, which is formulated as Vav Chesed. And Yitachin, that's according to the Rambam, what's reflected in our Mishnah, the within Tikkun HaMidos, the centrality of Vav Chesed is something that you see gufa within the Yud Yom Mitzvah Rachamim, and Mamela, that's what why Shimon HaTzadik represents the Tchum of Midos with Midos Chasodim. Maybe Mishnah Gimel. Until you see Sokol Kibbel Mishnah Tzad. Kula Yomer. Al Tiyu Kavala Mishnah Mishnah Sarav Al Manas Lekabel Pras. Ela Havu Kavodim Ha Mishnah Mishnah Sarav Either Shalom Al Manas Lekabel Pras Or Al Manas Shalom Lekabel Pras. The phrase, the idiom, ish socho, so Rashi and Masachah Shabbos comments, the Gemara here has in Yerbez and Yerbez, shavna ish Yerushalayim. So Rashi says, odom godol hoy v'Yerushalayim u'shmo shavna. So ish as in the way Rashi comments in the beginning of Parshas Shlach. Kulam anoshim, Rashi ben Yisrael Hemet. It's a lashon chashivus, a lashon of a person of great stature. And socho is what it is. Antignus is socho, kibbutz mishem tzadik yomer, al tiyu kavanah mishem shem samar v'mas kavod pas, ala luk kavanah mishem shem samar shalom v'mas kavod pas, v'hi meros shamayim aleichem. The chiddush that Antigonus Ish Socho is telling us is the following. So take a look here in Perek Yud of Hilchos Tshuva. Take a look at Perek Yud of Hilchos Tshuva. Al Yom Ha'Odom Harini Osim Mitzvah Santor V'Osek B'Chof Masa. Kadesha Akabel Habrocha Saksuva Batova, O Kadesha Eskalachai Olam Haba. The Efosh Menah Verosh is Hira Torah Mehen Kadesha and not someone I call Saksuva Batova, O Kadesha Lo Ekoris Machai Olam Haba. Ain Roy Lavas Hashem Ode Alzash, Ove Ode Alzah, Ove in Meir, Ove in Malas and Avim Lamalas Achachan. Halacha Beis. Ovin me'ava osik b'torah v'mitzvah, z'horot m'tzivah s'chachma, lom me'dava v'olam, lom me'ir ha'sara, v'lo k'day lirash ha'tova, ela osa amaz me'shu amaz, v'sof ha'tova, lava v'chal. Good, fine. So Rocha Altham says that the ultimate madrega is that a person should not be motivated by schar v'onesh. You shouldn't be motivated by avoiding onesh and qualifying for schar, but he should do it without ulterior motive. Osa amis b'neshu amis, without ulterior motive.
Fine.
But when you read it carefully, there's a chiddush gadol out here in Halacha Aleph, when the Rambam was pushing to the side the mindset of Oved Meira. So he said, don't be Osa Mitzvah Satov Osek B'Chachmosa L'Kabel Brachos L'Iskos L'Chayelon Haba, and don't be Porish Men Averos L'Hinotzel Men Akolos and Shaloli Koresh L'Chayelon Haba. Right? So that's not. Halacha Beis comes the counterpoint, right? Halacha Aleph is don't do A, don't do B. But the counterpoint, Ha'ovin me'ava osik b'torah b'mitzvahs v'horach b'mitzvahs ha'chachma Osel emes b'nei shu'emes. In halacha aleph and beis, in halacha aleph, the Rambam speaks both of being mekayim mitzvahs asay and being nizam mitzvahs las asay. And in halacha beis, he only speaks of being mekayim mitzvahs asay. You have the Rambam in front of you, so you see it? Because the lashon mitzvahs in halacha beis, what mitzvahs doesn't mean hein esse lo sase. Because look how the Rambam used the term mitzvahs in halacha aleph. Al yomo adam emini osa mitzvahs ha-tod v'osef v'chok masak edesh gav l'bachos v'efosh v'n ha-averos. So clearly mitzvahs here in the Rambam means mitzvahs asse. Means mitzvahs asse. It's not the way we generally use the term. So then that means that in halacha beis, when the Rambam is speaking about Oved Me'ava, he doesn't revise what he told us about being Nizer from Mitzvah Sasei. He only gives us the counterpoint in terms of being Osek B'Chochmosa and Mekayim Mitzvah Sasei. So I understand, on the one hand, he critiques it in Halacha Aleph, but in the Idach Gisa, he doesn't correct it in Halacha Beis. Look at the words like this. In Sefer HaMitzvahs, V'HaMitzvah HaRaviyas, in the Mitzvah Sasek, V'HaMitzvah HaRaviyas, Yishat Tzivanu Lahamin Yerosa Yisala, So Yiras HaOnesh is part of the mitzvahs Esei D'Oraisa V'Hashem L'Kachativa. That a person said of Yiras HaOnesh that we live knowing that there's accountability. Nira bias omsha b'choles. So clearly, if it's one of the Tayyag mitzvahs, it's not a stepping stone to a higher level. No, it's part of the highest level that a person is supposed to be on. A person is not supposed to graduate from Yiras HaOnesh. That's not supposed to be the only part of his religious consciousness, but it's supposed to be a part of his religious consciousness. A person is not supposed to graduate from Yiras HaOnesh. That's why in Halacha Beis, when the Rambam describes the Oved Me'ava, he doesn't revise the mindset the Gabi Mitzvah Salasan said. He doesn't revise it. So then why do they critique it in Halacha? Why do they critique it in Halacha? How does a person know when he looks in the mirror? No one else needs to know. The person himself needs to know. How does a person know when he looks in the mirror whether his Yiras HaOnesh is to be Mekayim, the mitzvah, is because that's part of the correct configuration of how a person relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or whether it's self-interest. mean, either way, it's supposed to be Yeris HaOnesh, right? Either way, it's supposed to be Yeris HaOnesh. Either way, the person is supposed to know that if this is Osur, if I'm not supposed to be doing this, there's a din v'cheshbon. But if I wanna be honest with myself, we're not always interested in doing that. But it's a good day. And if I want to be honest with myself, so is it self interest, or is it no? Because part of the proper attitude towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not the exclusive element or component, but one element, one component of a proper attitude and approach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that a person should have Yiras HaOnesh. So how do I know which it is? So the answer is, B'zosti v'cheinu. How do I fulfill my mitzvah essay? By mitzvah essay, which are nitpasim in being Oved Me'ava, is it with the same Kadesh HaKabel HaBrocha Sekshivus Batorah Kadesh HaEskel Chayelum Haba? Or is it Osa Emes B'nei Shu Emes or Leiden Alokha Heidu Emu L'Tavus B'nei Aves Adon Kol Ad Shu Tzivu Bo? So that's what the Rambam says. He says, and that explains the Seyda HaDron, everything, the Son will do it. And the Seyda HaDron, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam begins with the Osa Mitzvah Satorah, Kadesh HaKabel Schat. Why? Because it's in light of that that the Yiras HaOnesh is critiqued. It's because if that's the mode in which he's Osek B'Torah, in which he's Mekayim Mitzvahs, so then that sheds light that his Yiras HaOnesh is not a Yiras HaOnesh of, that's part of relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's Noah V'Oyom, is to have Yiras HaOnesh. No, it's a self-interest. V'Haraya, it's the same thing that motivates him, that animates him when he learns Torah. So the Rambam B'Davka has to begin with the Al Yoma Odom HaRani Osa Mitzvah HaTorah. If the person has that mindset for being Osek B'Chochmasa and Osa Mitzvah HaTorah, so then when that mindset extends also, so no, that's not... That's also worthy of critique. That's also worthy of critique. Then the Rambam corrects it in Halacha Beis, but what needs to be corrected is Ha'oven Me'ava Osek B'Torah Mitzvos V'Horech M'Tzivos HaChochma. How do I know all this? Answer is, he got it from our Mishnah. That's Gufa, what Antignus Issoch was saying in this Mishnah. Antignus Issochu begins by saying, you have to be Oved Me'ava. And then he says, lest you think that being Oved Me'ava means that you graduate from Yiras HaOnesh. That Yiras HaOnesh is a temporary stage. It's a stepping stone to the highest Madrega. No, it's not. V'yimor Shamayim Aleichem. Even when you're holding on the Madrega of Antignus Issochu, of being Oved Shalom on Menas L'Kabel Pas, or even more, on Menas Shalom L'Kabel Pas, no, there still has to be V'Hi Maro Shamayim Aleichem.